things that are broken, that can't be repaired. What might you call these?
Well, I could call it refuse, I guess, but I don't know what you mean. I would call it garbage.
Okay, trash or...
Well, yeah, trash. I never use the word plunder, but trash would be a good word.
All right, and then what do you call a room where you store these odds and ends, possibly? We have one. What do we call our room, our upstairs room where we keep all our odds and ends?
The study?
No, well, that's the formal
room.
Yeah, but where, if you were to keep a lot of odds and ends, the part of the basement downstairs where you keep your spare things, you call a rubbish room?
Not really, no. I just...
How would you refer to it? If you were to tell someone to go down and get something in that...
In the basement.
Okay.
Or the storage room, is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. If you were doing your daily housework every day, what would be another term for daily housework? You'd say that she was... What would she be doing?
Well, I wouldn't say it, but I guess you mean doing your chores. But I just never have used chores.
Okay, if someone was sweeping the floor, what would she be doing?
Sweeping the floor, that's just it.
Okay, fine. And then what do you call what you sweep with?
A broom, or a vacuum cleaner, or a carpet sweeper.
Okay, but the one with the bristles would be a... that you just said?
A broom.
Okay. Well, it's customary for women to do a certain thing on Monday. What is it they usually, on every Monday?
They wash.
Okay. Or if they didn't do it here, then they might go where to have it done?
To the automatic laundry.
Okay. how do you go from the first floor up to the second floor in a two-story house? What would you use?
Stairs.
And if you have a series of them, would you still just determine them as being the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Some people say staircase or stairway, but
you would use...
I just say stairs.
Stairs, fine. All right. Then the part that's built out on the front of the house that you walk on and put chairs on, what is this called?
The porch.
Okay. And then on the back, what you have with chairs on you walk out on, would you call that the same thing? You have a different name for it?
I'd call it the deck.
Okay. And how would you distinguish between a porch and a deck if they were on the back of the house?
The porch would be built on a foundation, just like the house would be, with concrete poured over it and probably a roof and screen around it.
And then the deck would be different.
The deck would be elevated and semi-suspended.
Okay. If the door is open and you don't want it to be open, you tell someone to...
Close the door.
Okay. And then what do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
Novelty siding. No, that's right. Not novelty siding. We call it feather edge siding.
Okay. What would be the difference between what, feather?
Feather edge, yeah.
What would be the difference between that and possibly weatherboarding? Is there any difference?
Well, yeah. Weatherboarding is roughly 1x10s or 1x12s, and feather edge is like an 8-inch board that's half an inch on the exposed edge, and it feathers down to a point on the unexposed edge.
Okay, what, do you have another term for what weatherboarding would be? In a lot of homes in New England are this
I think really